For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Wedding Ceremony. The word wed is derived from the ancient Greek word for pledge. No matter what country the wedding ceremony takes place in, and no matter what cultural traditions are involved, to wed is to pledge oneself to another. There are few acts that we perform as ministers that are more sacred or more beautiful than solemnizing the vows a man and woman take before God and their family and friends. In apostolic faith churches in the United States, the wedding ceremony itself typically follows the order given below, although the sequence can be adjusted to fit with the preference of the couple. In areas outside of the United States, weddings will likely follow, at least to some degree, the customs of the region. Christian weddings worldwide should always align with biblical principles and the sacred nature of the ceremony. As officiating ministers, part of our role will be to ensure that all aspects of a wedding at which we preside are suitable and in keeping with a worship service centering on vows taken before God. Order of the Wedding Ceremony. 30 to 45 minutes before the wedding begins, music is played softly by the organist or pianist. Ushers greet and seat guests as they arrive. At the scheduled time, the ceremony begins. Lighting of the candles, if this is part of the ceremony. Seating of grandparents. Seating of parents. Processional of wedding party. Pastor, groom, and groomsmen. Bride's attendants. Flower girl and page. Bride. The audience stands as bride enters. Seating of audience. Bestowment of bride. Who giveth this woman? Ceremony from the minister's manual. Introductory comments, vows, pronouncement of marriage, song by soloist or vocal group, lighting of unity candle, optional, prayer of blessing, kiss, presentation of couple to congregation, recessional of wedding party. Although we cannot address every potential variation in how the wedding ceremony could be structured, a few additional notes regarding may be helpful. The minister, followed by the groom and his best man, enter and take their positions before the beginning of the wedding march. The best man always stands next to the bridegroom. The other groomsmen may follow the groom and best man, or they may escort the bridesmaids into the sanctuary. The men should face the door where the bride's attendants and then the bride will enter. When the wedding party has assembled at the front of the sanctuary, the wedding march or some type of musical fanfare usually indicates the entrance of the bride. The mother of the bride stands to her feet, signaling the guests present to stand as well. The bride enters the sanctuary holding the left arm of her father or other chosen relative, if she is to be given away, and move slowly down the aisle to the front. Once they are in position, the officiating minister tells the audience, "You may be seated." The bride and bridegroom face the minister with the groom on the right of the bride. The maid of honor stands to the bride's left, the best man to the groom's right, and the entire bridal party remains standing until the end of the ceremony. During the actual vow portion of the ceremony, often the bride and groom turn and face each other. If the bride is to be given away, the minister addresses the father, or the person chosen to bestow the bride, asking, "Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?" That individual responds and places the bride's right hand in the right hand of the groom. He then takes a seat with the rest of the family. If the bride is not given away, her escort may take a seat immediately after walking her to the front. If the bride does not have an escort down the aisle, she simply steps to the side of the groom when she reaches the front of the sanctuary and the groom takes her right hand with his right hand. At this point in the ceremony, the minister and bride and groom may step up to the platform of the sanctuary. If there is room, they may be followed by the maid or matron of honor and the best man. Alternatively, the maid or matron of honor and best man simply stay in position with the rest of the bridal party. The officiating minister may begin by making some personal remarks about the couple, focusing on their commitment to God and to each other. He then proceeds with the wedding ceremony, beginning with the phrase, "We are gathered here to join this couple in holy matrimony." If a unity candle is to be lit during the ceremony, the couple usually does this after the exchange of vows, while a musical number is presented by a vocalist or instrumentalist. At the completion of the candle lighting, the bride and groom resume their positions in front of the minister. When the musical number concludes, the minister prays the prayer of blessing for the new couple. If questions of correct procedure come up, the minister or wedding coordinator may consult any reliable book on marriage etiquette for answers. Counsel for ministers. As officiants at wedding ceremonies, we should be aware of the fact that brides and grooms are nervous. The same may be true for members of the bridal party. Fainting is not unheard of. Flowers are sometimes dropped, and vows may be misstated. Participants may forget what they are supposed to do or do something at the wrong time. Officiating ministers need to be prepared to respond to stressful situations in a calm and professional manner. It may be advisable to give some thought ahead of time how potential emergencies would be handled. For example, you may wish to arrange with the coordinator to have a stool or chair close by in case someone is shaky. Groomsmen can be alerted to quietly assist anyone who feels faint or needs to leave the sanctuary. As the minister in charge, we should be prepared to take control of any situation of this order and quickly issue instructions in order to minimize confusion. A quiet word of greeting and assurance to the bride and groom at the altar can help them relax.